Suspects charged in No King's Day hit and run in Southern California. Two Riverside residents are facing charges after a protester was struck by a car during a No King's Day demonstration last weekend, the Riverside County District Attorney's Office announced on June 18. Police said the victim was marching along with others on a local street when a black SUV drove into the crowd, critically injuring her. Russell Allen Prentice, 58, was charged Wednesday with one count of assault with a deadly weapon, one count of hit-and-run causing injury, and a special allegation of causing great bodily injury to the victim. If found guilty of the charges and the special allegation, Prentice could face more severe penalties. Prentice has two prior convictions outside of Riverside County that qualify in California as strikes under the state's three strikes law. The law imposes a mandatory 25-year-to-life sentence for a third felony conviction if the first two were serious or violent felonies. Also arrested was Candace Amanda Lee Wenzel, 39, who was charged with one count of accessory after the fact for destroying and concealing evidence, police said. Thousands of protesters took to the streets in the No King's Day demonstration in downtown Riverside on Saturday against the Trump administration's policies. At about 9:10 p.m., a large group of protesters was walking along University Avenue between Orange and Main Streets when a black SUV drove into the crowd and struck a young woman, prosecutors said. The vehicle fled the scene, according to the Riverside Police Department. Paramedics treated the victim at the scene and transported her to a local hospital, police reported on Tuesday on Facebook. According to the district attorney's office, she remained hospitalized this week in critical but stable condition. The DA's Division of Victim Services is working closely with the victim's family, the district attorney's office said in a statement Wednesday. Officers found the suspect vehicle's license plate number, and detectives identified the alleged driver, police reported. Authorities located and arrested Prentice in the 4700 block of Jackson Street in Riverside on Monday. He was booked into the Robert Presley Detention Center for assault with a deadly weapon and hit-and-run causing injury. Detectives also arrested Wenzel for allegedly destroying evidence by taking the suspect's vehicle to the city of Phelan, about 40 miles north of Riverside. Police say she allegedly intentionally destroyed and concealed evidence. From the officers in the field that night to our detectives who immediately launched the investigation, along with support from our crime analysis unit and Metro team, this case was solved quickly thanks to their combined efforts, said Police Chief Larry Gonzalez. Equally important were the tips we received from our community, and we're grateful for the information they provided. The defendants are expected to face a judge for an arraignment at 1:30 p.m. Friday at the Hall of Justice in Riverside. Contact information for Prentice and Wenzel was not available on Thursday.